Hello, hello, hello. Are you ready for true happiness? Changing your life? Are you ready to live your life purpose with courage, joy, and self-love? To be that beautiful, bold, and brilliant woman God has created you to be. Are you ready for change? Well, welcome to Developing Your Vision. I'm going to teach you how to create that vision that God has for you. We're going to be covering many topics and so much more. I'm going to get real about my life as we take this journey together. Habakkuk, the second chapter, verse 3 says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." So welcome to the show. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome. Welcome to Developing Your Vision with Elder Pamela Jordan's podcast. How is everybody doing? Come on in, come on in, come on in. We're going to be talking today about honoring God. When we honor God with our sound. Honoring God with our sound. How many know it's important already to honor God? But the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise as we come and honor God with our sound. And each and every one has a different sound. Your sound is different. So what does that mean when we talk about honoring God with our sound? It really means to just make a joyful noise. And what is a joyful noise? A joyful noise is not being mundane and dreary and weary and, well, oh, woe is me. A joyful noise is when we come and honor God and with praises, thanksgiving, with shouting, with singing, with clapping our hands. The Bible talks about how David danced out of his clothes and they got upset because he was praising and worshiping God. Now, I don't want you to dance out your clothes, but we honor God with our sound. We honor God in so many different ways. But we honor God with our sound, with our voice. Each and every one has a distinctive voice. And in order to get something from God, we have to give God something. And God sometimes is looking for your sound. Each and every one of us has a sound. Yes, it's okay to pray. Yes, it's okay to do all that. But God wants to hear your praise. God wants to hear your worship. God wants to hear your sound amongst everybody else's sounds. Can you imagine if everyone that is a believer got together and had a sound and cried out and made a joyful noise unto the Lord, how things would change and in the shift and then the atmosphere. You know, it says, my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face. And that's part of making a joyful noise, is seeking God. It's not just all, you know, we think, are we supposed to just sit and be quiet? And some people are, well, that's not me. You know, I'm reserved. I don't do all the hollering and screaming. But when you go to a football game, we root and holler and scream for football teams, for basketball teams. We root and holler and scream at concerts. But when we come into the house of God, we sit down as if I'm not supposed to say anything or do anything, or I don't feel like. That's the number one person you should be rooting for. Just as much as we sit in a concert and we listen to the music and the song, and even if they sing a song that we don't even like, we are still up there hollering and screaming for that person. You know, someone once told me to ask someone, a young person, a question. You know, would you rather go and be front row seat at a Beyonce concert, or would you rather be front row seat in church? And they chose, I'd rather be in front row seat at a Beyonce concert. Why? When you go to those places and when you go to those concerts and events, people are there on what? One accord. People all, they all come for one thing, to see a concert, to see a game, to see their favorite star perform. They all come with the same mindset, on one accord. So when they get in there, they all come for the same thing, to rejoice, to sing their favorite songs, to get up, clap their hands, to jump around, to dance, to holler and scream, to go back and echo. It's just so much, taking pictures. And we do so much there. But it's the same concept in the house of God. When we honor God with our sound, as we all are on one accord, we all come to the house of God. Or even not even the house, even your own home. And you come to the house of God all on one accord. We come for one purpose. We hopefully, everybody comes for one purpose. And that purpose is to come and see our Lord and Savior, to honor Him, to worship Him, to thank Him for getting us through a whole week of chaos, to thank Him and to rejoice that we even serve, that He even chose us. But for some reason, the same effect that we get at a concert, we don't get at the church. Now, I remind you, that celebrity does not know you. They will never probably ever, you probably would never ever meet them. They don't even know your name. They don't even know where you live. They don't even know your favorite color, what you like, or anything. But God knows all of those things about you. The Bible says He knows the hair that are on our head. He knows how many of them you have. Does that artist know that? Does that celebrity know? No. They don't. So why do we go and give them honor and respect more than we give God honor and respect? That we come to the house of God and we sit down on God as if I am tired. I came because I was forced to come. I came because it's a routine. This is what we do. This is how I grew up. But we don't come to honor Him with our sound. Just as we go and honor sound in that concert, we have to come to the house of God and honor God in sound. Open up your mouth. Make a joyful noise. God hears you. Maybe it's because He's not standing in front of you. He's not on the platform Himself. He's not singing your song, but He has those vessels there that represent Him. And if not that, He is in you. And if He is in you, man, you have more of a personal relationship than anybody. So if He's in you, why aren't you worshiping and honoring Him as if He is in you? Every day the birds of the air honor God. Every day the trees honor God with their swaying and opening up. Every day the flowers honor God. They may close at night, but they're open in the morning as they're in praise and as they're in worship. The animals know how to honor God. Why is we as humans do not know how to honor God with our sound? The animals honor God with their sound. The birds are chirping. That's their sound. That's their sound. Your pet, your dog, your cat, they have a sound. So God is saying, how do we honor God with our sound? Open up your mouth. Give God some praise. He has been so good and marvelous and wonderful to you. Nobody knows your story. Nobody knows where you come from or what, but God knows. You only know what God has done for you. So when we wake up, honor God in your sound. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed, because we don't want God to be embarrassed and ashamed of us when that day comes. When He comes, you say, I don't know you. You didn't know me. You didn't honor me, but you went to the concert. You went to the New Edition concert and you had a fit. I saw you. But when you come to the house of God, you sit down with your hands folded, with your mouth closed. I need to hear your sound. Well, you know, people will say, well, I'm praising God in my own way. I'm praising God mentally. I'm quiet. I don't say a lot. God wants to hear your sound. He wants to hear your voice just as much as you sit there and pray to Him about your problems and about your troubles, just as much as your sound is about complaining and saying all these things. Where is your sound and praise and worship and honoring unto God? When it comes to praising and worshiping God, we get quiet. But when it comes to complaining and making our opinion and asking stuff from God. We have our mouth open wide, and that sound, he hears that, but he doesn't hear your praise. Can you ever wonder and imagine and think about it? Maybe God is not blessing me because I'm not honoring him with my sound. Maybe I'm not getting the things that I desire because all I do is complain or ask God for this or ask God for that. When do I just come in and just say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. When do I come and just open my mouth and just scream and holler and allow just the love of God to just fall on me because he's been so good to me. He's been so marvelous. He's been so wonderful, even when I didn't deserve it, even when I was in my mess, even when I was doing something. He blessed me. He kept me going. Even when I thought I lost my mind, he kept my mind stayed on him. Even when I was homeless, even when I didn't have any food, God prepared a table. He prepared food. He sent blessings. Just as the ravens brought food to the prophet, God sent people to bring you food. He'll use people to get you to honor and give him praise. So honoring God with our sound. Stop making excuses of why you don't do this or you don't do that. What if God made an excuse to say why I won't wake you up? Why I won't bless you? What if God made an excuse and being silent? There was a point in time in the Bible when they didn't hear God at all. When God was silent. There was no sound coming from God. Can you imagine not hearing from God? Well, that's the same thing. Some of y'all have been 40, 50 years, 20 years, and haven't given God a sound. Haven't honored God in a sound. Haven't done anything. So God, we have to honor God with our sound. Every day when we wake up, just giving God things and maybe taking a walk before you go to work. Maybe in your car, just release. Because you know what? Releasing and freedom comes in when you make that sound. When you open your mouth and give God a sound, you're releasing your hurt. You're releasing your pain. That's why crying is so important, because crying is a form of releasing. Crying is a form of letting go. And many of them, when you begin to cry, you're crying, you're boohoo, and you're hollering out and stuff because you're hurting. Most of the time we're crying because we're hurting. So, and we're in pain. So when we do that, we're honoring God. That sound, come on, think about it. When you're crying, you're shedding those tears, and when you're going through and you're starting to really cry out to God, he hears you and he comes to see about you. But he doesn't want you just to honor him in sound when you're going through. He wants you to honor him in sound when everything is going well. We get it twisted. We want to honor God only when things are going bad. Then we cry out. Then we make a joyful noise. Then we come into the house of God because we're in pain and we're hurting and we want to get help and we want everybody to pray for us. But God says, you didn't honor me with sound when you wasn't having these things. You didn't honor me in sound when you were doing wonderful. You complain. You argue. You was everything. You felt that I owe you something. God does not owe us anything. We owe God. He made the ultimate sacrifice. We have not made a sacrifice as ultimate as his for him to owe us anything. So God is saying, honoring me with your sound. Where is your sound? Where does it start? Honoring God with our sound. Where does it start? It's a change of attitude. Change of how you come into the house of God. Change how you live. Change, this is a season of shifting and changing to the point to say, you know what? Maybe I need to switch and start honoring God with my sound more in my life. Maybe that would make me even more happier. We live in a world, there's so much chaos going on. There's so much sound going on around us that is harmful, destructive. There's a lot of sound, a lot of negative sound. We get it on the news. We get it around. We get it in our homes. So why not have the joyful sound of God? Why not honor him with the joyful noise? Because that is so important. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Not to man, but unto God. That is your sacrifice. Honoring him with your sound. Just telling God thank you. Not because the preacher preached a message that was right on time. Not because that. No, it's because he woke you up this morning. It's because he let the sun rise up to bring daylight in your darkness. That's why we honor God with our sound. Don't find yourself caught up in what man is saying, and if the preacher didn't preach, or I'm waiting for the preacher to preach and hit the Hammond organ before I give God praise. God says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. You do that way before the sermon, the message, whatever comes. That's just the icing on the cake. The sermon and the message is just the icing on the cake that God sends for you to give you. Your honoring him with sound starts way before that. It starts way before that. It starts with building a relationship with God. And even if you don't have a relationship with God right now, you still can honor God with your sound, because you know why? He is still waking you up, and he is still giving you a chance to surrender your life over to him. And if anybody's listening and you're catching this podcast and you're enjoying this podcast and you do not know the Lord and Savior, Lord is Jesus as your personal Savior, I ask you to pray and begin to just ask God to come into your life. And tell God, I surrender everything. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I honor you with my sound. I'm asking you to come into my life, to change my heart, renew my spirit. I know I'm a sinner. I know I've done some bad things, but I want to give my life over to you. I want to serve you. I believe that you rose in 3 days for my sin. I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. And I come to honor you, and I ask you into my life. And if you pray that prayer, or even just pray the prayer of asking God to come into your life, find you a Bible-based church, seek someone help, and go in and honor God with your sound. Because he is waiting for your sound. Each and every one of us has a different sound. And he is waiting to hear your sound. Yes, he knows your sound amongst all the billions and trillions and cathillions, whatever, how many people are in this world. He knows your sound because he created you. He is your creator. And he knows his children. He knows when you need him. But he wants to hear your sound, your joyful sound, even when you're going through, even when you're having a good day, even when you're having a bad day. God needs to hear your sound. So honor God with your sound. Until next time, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Keep on telling somebody about it. Keep on keeping on. I love you. Until next time. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Developing Your Vision. And let a friend know. Tell a friend and have someone come on in and join in with you. If you would like to connect with us on a different level, or want to even get me to come and host your vision board workshop or your workshop, contact me at pyjacademy03@gmail.com. See you soon. Bye-bye.